want to quickly summarize the most practical halacha lamaisa yisodas that we mentioned yesterday, discuss just a couple of more, also very practical applications. Of course, discussing the dinim of stam yenam, wine of a non-Jew, or maga akum b'yayin shalanu, or if a non-Jew touches the wine of a Jew, under what circumstances does the wine become prohibited to drink? In what circumstances does it become aser b'hana, in which case I can't even sell it or give it as a gift? So just to recap yesterday's conclusions, we mentioned, number one, with regard to a bottle of wine sitting on my table, a non-Jew touches the bottle of wine. That we saw, the Ramah in Kuf Chaf Dalid Sif Yud Ches says very clearly that certainly a non-Jew merely touches a bottle of wine. The example we gave was your non-Jewish household help reaches for the bottle of wine and you yell, no, don't take that. She touches it, leaves go of it immediately without moving it. That, says Ramah, is certainly permissible. In the words of the Ramah, kol shekein she'eino oser b'negiyas hakli l'chud. Simply touching the bottle of wine, regardless of whether it's open or closed, corked or not, does not aser the wine. That was one point we mentioned yesterday. A second point we mentioned, you have a non-Jew that moves a bottle of wine from my table, for example. Let's say the non-Jewish household help carries the bottle of wine from the table back to the kitchen. If the bottle of wine is closed, even simply just corked, the din is the wine remains mutter. That we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chaf Hey, Sif Tes. The Shulchan Aruch there says, He'evir ha'ovid kachavim, nod shel yayin mimakom lemakom, v'hu ochez pi hanod, which the Shach says means that the bottle or the flask is sealed. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though the wine is misnadneid, even though the wine is shaking back and forth as the non-Jew carries it or moves the bottle of wine, since it was sealed, it is mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch, because ein derech nisuch bikach. There is no concern that the non-Jew had in mind to use it as a form of libation for Avodah Zarah. That's not the norm in their circles. And therefore, again, if a non-Jew moves a sealed or corked or closed bottle of wine from the table to the kitchen, whatever it might be, the bottle of wine remains mutter. What happens, however, if a non-Jew lifts up an open bottle of wine? Now we're dealing with an open bottle of wine. Non-Jew lifts it up from my table, going to put it back, let's say, in the refrigerator or in the kitchen. It's an open bottle of wine. So here, the din is, Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chaf Dalad Yud Ches, Natal Ovikachavim Kli Shal Yain V'Higbio. If the non-Jew pours from that bottle of wine, we said that's a problem. Automatically, the non-Jew pours from an open bottle of wine, the wine becomes usser. But if the non-Jew says, Shulchan Aruch simply lifts it up, doesn't shake it, doesn't pour it, just lifts it up. You see them grab the bottle of wine, they pick it up, you say, please put it back down. They put it right back down, no shaking involved. That remains mutter. Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Yud Ches. However, if a non-Jew picks up an open bottle of wine, picks up an open bottle of wine and shakes it, so then it is going to be usser, even b'hana. Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chaf Dalet Yud Zayin, im ochaz ovikachavim b'kli pasuach shal yayin v'shich shecho, the non-Jew picks up a bottle of wine and shakes it, then it is going to be usser, b'shesia, usser b'hana. Okay, so that is a very important recap of the basic yesodos of some of the classic, perhaps common scenarios of a non-Jew picking up or touching a bottle of wine in a Jewish person's home. Now, even though we mentioned that the bottle of wine becomes usser if the non-Jew picked it up when it was open and shook it in the process, Rabbi Akiva Eiger here writes the following. In Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Yud Zayin, the Kiberger writes, L'didon, according to us Ashkenazim. And we've mentioned in the past, the Ramah writes that nowadays that the Goyim in our circles are not really Menasech L'Avodah Zarah. The Ramah would therefore hold, says Reb Kiv Eger, that if there's a makom hefsid, even if higbia v'shich sheikh yesh lahakel, b'di'evet, a non-Jew picked up an open bottle of wine and shook it. We said very clearly, under those circumstances, usher to drink, usher b'ana. Kiv Eger still writes that for Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, b'zman hazeh, our guy might not ovde avodah zarah in the sense of being menasech l'avodah zarah. So b'di'evet, if there is a hefsid, there'd be makom lahakel for Ashkenazim, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now again, we'll have to assess, is it really a hefsid? Well, if it's an extremely expensive bottle of wine, okay. If it's stama, a bottle of wine that just happens to not be mevushel, and it's not really a significant hefsid in any which way, well then certainly one would say that it should be aser b'achila at b'shasiyah and aser b'hana. So what then am I supposed to do? Let's take the following scenario. Because this is a basic recap of some common scenarios in the home. Let's say I have a simcha, I have a big kiddush for a simcha in the family, and I have, after the kiddush is over, I've got a dozen bottles of wine, not mevushel, many of them opened. And during the simcha, so I had a Jewish bartender manning the bottles of wine. Now I want someone to schlep the bottles of wine back to my car, back wherever you're going with them. What are you supposed to do now? Is there any way to have the caterers, non-Jewish workers, assist with the schlepping or no? Or is that the mashgiach's job as well? No, if the mashgiach takes care of it, good, you've solved your problems. But is there any way to have non-Jewish help you with the schlepping? So the problem is as follows. If you're going to be entrusting the open bottles of wine to a non-Jew, you're not going to be watching what the individual does with the bottles of wine. You know, in your home, in your dining room, in your kitchen, you see, he picked it up, he moved it over, he didn't shake it. Okay, I could easily determine whether there was a shichshuch, whether there was not a shichshuch. I can say, oh, I saw he picked it up, but he didn't shake it. He put it right back down very calmly, very carefully. It's not usser. But you're going to be giving him a whole dozen bottles of wine to take out to the car and back and forth. You're not going to be watching the whole time. So what are you supposed to do? So this is perhaps in the category of the halacha of whether and how one can be mafkid or be shaleach yayin b'yad v'kechavim, a delivery. Under what circumstances is one allowed to entrust bottles of wine that are not mevushel to a non-Jew? So we find the following in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed. Shulchan Aruch there tells us, mutu lahafkid v'lashloach yayin b'yad v'kechavim, one's allowed to entrust or to give over for delivery purposes wine to a non-Jew, im hu chosum b'chosam b'soch chosam, provided there is a chosam b'soch chosam, a double chosam, a double seal, meaning one chosam, one seal, which will be noticeable if it's removed, entails a certain degree of tircha for the non-Jew to remove it and replace it if he's looking to take and replace with some wine of his own. Chosam b'soch chosam, a double seal, that entails a great degree of tircha if he's looking to replace two seals after having removed them and taken and replaced and put them back the way it was. That's an additional level of tircha. So when one looks back in, for example, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, this is not even discussing Yayin Esach anymore. In Simen Kuf Yud Ches, this is talking about entrusting certain foods with a non-Jew in general, not limited to Yayin Esach. Simen Kuf Yud Ches is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch where we'd speak of, in general, giving a non-Jew fish or meat or wine for delivery, for example. And there as well, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Yud Ches Sif Aleph, Yayin, Basar, V'chatichas, dog, wine, meat, fish, which you are mafkid or shaleach, b'yad akum, Tzarech shnei chosamos. You need two seals, chosam b'so chosam, two seals to entrust and to ensure the kashrus. Because once again, the concern is the non-Jew might be tempted to take some for himself, and then to avoid detection, he'll replace it with something which is, of course, not kasher. So to deter that, you have to put on a chosam, which would entail a certain degree of tircha on his part to remove and replace, and a chosam biso chosam, a double seal, which entails even extra tircha if you were going to try to remove it and replace it. And the basic yesod here is as follows. And this is explained very nicely in Rav Binyamin Cohen, Sefer Chalkas Binyamin, Simen Kuf Yud Ches. He says, when it comes to an Isser Drabanon concern, Chazal said, so then only one chosam is sufficient. One chosam is sufficient. But if there's an Isser Daraisa concern, you need even two chosamos to ensure that you deter him properly from attempting to remove the chosamos, take what you gave him, replace it with something else, and replace the chosamos. Oh, very good. Very good. So here's the shaila. So how would I ensure proper chosamos on the wine bottles that I'm looking to give to my non-Jewish helper to schlep out to the car and back and forth? How do I ensure that? Well, the first question is, do I need one chosam or two? That itself is an interesting question. You know, on the surface, you'd say, well, we're worried about Yayin, that he was menasech, that's Nisa Daraisa. Maybe I should need two chosamos in that case. But here, Poskim writes, Chavkas Bima quotes from the Taz, that once again, Bisman Azeh, that the goyim that we live with, they're not so commonly menasech lavodah zara. So perhaps even one chosam should be sufficient. And he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who allows that as well. So there is a svara to be mekel Bisman Azeh among the goyim that we live with, who are not often menasech lavodah skachavim, to rely upon one chosam according to the Taz, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So what would be the manner in which one can place a chosam on the wine bottles? So if we look in Sefer Yein Malchus, for example, he offers the following practical suggestion. He says, what you can do is as follows. He says, take your bottles of wine and place them in a box. Close the box with tape. And sign either your name in Hebrew or the word kosher in Hebrew over the tape such that the letters are partially on the box and partially on the tape. Why does that help? Because if he has to take wine and then replace the wine with treif wine and replace the tape, he's not going to know how to realign the Hebrew letters precisely the way they are supposed to be written. He doesn't recognize the Hebrew lettering. He doesn't know what that is. So if you're going to put the bottles that are open into a big box, close the box with tape very well, and then seal, not just with tape, but sign over the tape and the box, the word kosher in Hebrew, or your name in Hebrew, that would be, therefore, two chosamos. The tape might serve as one chosam. Again, only if, however, you're using strong tape and a cardboard box, such that if they remove the tape, you'll be able to see that it tore off some of the box in the process. Now, not always will that be so detectable, but if you sign your name or the word kosher in Hebrew over the tape, that's certainly one chosam. If you sign it two different places, that's two chosamos. You have then the additional benefit of those two chosamos through the signature in Hebrew or the lettering in Hebrew over the tape and over the box. And Sefer Chalkas B'Yom writes the following. He says like this. He says, based on all of the previous discussions, he says, he's talking about food in a box, seal it with tape. If you need two chosamos, seal it with tape in two different places. Provided the tape is such and the box is such that if he removes it, you'll be able to see that the cardboard paper was torn off. And if it's a box made out of plastic or something that you can't tell if the tape was removed or replaced, so then he says, write your name in Hebrew on the tape and on the box in two different places. That would serve as two chosamos. And writing your name in Hebrew over the tape and the box in one place would serve as one chosam. So that'd be the manner in which one can successfully seal the bottles of wine into a box, give it to a non-Jewish worker to schlep outside for you with the chosamos, either chosam echad, according to Taz and Aruch HaShulchan, or two chosamos. Again, seal the box with tape, write the word kosher in Hebrew, partially on the box, partially on the tape, or your name in Hebrew, partially on the box, partially on the tape, and seal it in and sign it in that way in one or two places to give yourself one or two cho samos. When they see the Hebrew letter, they're not going to recognize what it looks like and how they're supposed to realign it. And therefore, that is perhaps the simplest and efficient way of properly sealing the box of wine to have a non-Jew carted away for you.